Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welp, I lied to you guys. I know. It's not that shocking, right? Not my first time, not my last. So I was like, hey, here's my new podcast. I'm going to put a new episode out every single Friday. And I realized I hadn't done one in a while. And I looked at my last one that I posted. It was two months ago. So, hey, listen, I know you're not like losing sleep at night over this by any means. But hopefully I'm going to be doing this more frequently than once every 2 months, because that kind of defeats the purpose. But anyways, here I am on Sunday, March 19th. Man, I do have to ask before I get into pop culture stuff. Do you ever just really hate people? This last week, I don't know if I went out places more than I usually do or was around people more, but I just find them rude, annoying, and quite honestly disappointing. But I hate people pretty much is what it comes down to. Not like you listening or friends or stuff like that, but when you just go out into that world, strangers that are next to you in stores or people you thought you knew just fucking suck, man. Anyways, that had a lot to do with consuming me in my week. So I was curious, thought I'd put it out there. Do you too hate people? Probably. Anyways, as a human race, we are not that great of humans to one another. I got to be honest. All right, let's do it. Let's get into it. What the hell happened the week of March 13th? So probably one of the biggest, everyone's talking about it. You know these things, whether you're a Swiftie or not, you cannot dodge any type of Taylor Swift news. Okay, it'll pop up on the internet. It will be somewhere in your Instagram feed. It is there. The massive, much anticipated Eras Tour has begun. It started Friday in Glendale, Arizona, and the mayor of Glendale actually, I think this is genius, changed the name of their city for the 2 days that she was there. He had like this whole proclamation he read. I was like, okay, like at first I was like, this is stupid. But if you think about it, how much attention is their city getting? People probably want to go there now, right? Maybe it's like helping with tourism, stuff like that. But for Friday and Saturday, Glendale, Arizona was Swift City. Again, I think it was like super smart. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I've read one bad thing about her tour. She posted pictures up on her Instagram at Taylor Swift. And, you know, she goes all out, man. She's a performer. Like, yes, she is super talented at singing and songwriting, but some artists go on stage and it's just their thing to kind of stand there and sing or strum their guitar or whatever. And she does all of it, man. And yeah, she had all the costume changes. She had these huge graphics on the screen behind her, videos and stuff playing. Obviously, she has her dancers, stuff like that. So from what I've seen, super cool. If you happen to get tickets, that whole crazy debacle of people not being able to get them, well worth everything you went through. And if you didn't, I don't even know if there's still some on sale. I'd have to imagine somewhere you can find them. But I would have to say this is probably worth the money you spend and whatever like hell you went through to get them. So yeah, not one bad thing about that. And Adele, speaking of people touring and performing, she's had her Vegas residency, and I'm not sure the validity behind what I'm about to say. Like, I mean, if it's on the internet, it's true, right? So, but I guess she has been asked to extend her Vegas residency. And if she does, she's going to get $1 million per night she performs. Now, I feel most people would be like, that's a fucking no-brainer, right? Like, of course she's going to take it. $1 million a night, that's silly. But that's coming from us peasants who like would do a lot more for a lot less, right? Like, this is a woman who could never work another day in her life and still live rather lavishly. Plus, she has a kid. Plus, she's got herself a new man, right? Which I think they're like officially engaged. I don't know how true that is either, but that's been swirling around for a while. But a couple weeks ago, something came out about that. But I feel she probably wants to start enjoying being with them again, right? And maybe planning her wedding and other things. I know her and her man moved in together, so maybe like making their house a home, whatever other stuff goes along with the relationship stuff. So I don't know. Will she extend it? Possibly, but she's definitely a person I could see saying, yeah, no, thank you. That's super nice of you, but I'm going to go ahead and get the fuck out of here. So we'll see about that. So this next thing I want to get into, I am not diving in deep. I have not watched this show in years, and it has been unraveling for 2 weeks now. It is everywhere all of the time. And I'm sure you, if you don't watch a show, you've heard of it. So Vanderpump Rules is a reality TV show. I used to watch it. It was so good. It is about, or was, a group of people who all worked at the same restaurant, right? And the reason I think I really enjoyed it was I used to work in a restaurant, and the things we saw with like the drama amongst the staff and the coworkers and everyone sleeping together. And it's true. It's so true. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant, you know, oh my God, this is spot on. And it started out years and years ago. So these kids were young, right? They were like in their early 20s, being drunk, stupid, making poor mistakes. And I mean, that's what makes reality TV so great, watching other people just be so terrible and drunken imbeciles on TV with a camera rolling. It's great. I won't even lie. I love to watch other people's drama. It makes me feel a lot better about my own life. So anyways, I watched it and I was like, this is great. And as the storyline goes along, fast forward all these years, instead of being like struggling servers and bartenders, they've made so much fucking money from this show and slinging all their stupid Instagram shit and fit tea and whatever else you can promote on Instagram, and suddenly they're like all happily in relationships or married, so there's no like dating anymore, and have these stupid houses that we could probably only dream of living in. And it's like they're going into this restaurant to serve. They don't fucking work there anymore. Like, stop it. You got to change the narrative somehow. But anyways, so I stopped watching it. But this drama is a couple that had been together, they aren't married, but they get together like 10 years or some shit. One of him slept with another one in the group who was dating another one in the group. Again, you're probably not going to follow along unless you know it. But yeah, it's blown up and everyone's taking sides, right? Because you're in a group of friends and something happens. It's like, oh, I'm siding with the girlfriend or I'm siding with the boyfriend. I don't know. Again, I haven't deep dove into it because I haven't watched it in years, but I had to at least touch on it because it is probably the biggest story, like I said, for the past 2 weeks. But I don't know. Like I said, I haven't watched the show in a while. I tried. And again, they were all like grown up and just like sitting in their rich house and there wasn't really the drama and I got over it. But if you're curious, Vanderpump Rules, you can watch it on demand. Binge that bad boy and see what's going on and see how you feel about it. I think he's a piece of shit. The main guy who did this is Tom Sandoval. I thought he was a douche from the beginning. Like, this guy just thinks he is God's gift and I could never stand him. So the fact that he's getting flack and shit, I'm like, well, I don't know. I guess, is this karma? Perhaps. Not that I wish, like, you know, tons of ill shit on people, but he kind of sucks. So it is what it is. But yeah, Vanderpump Rules, major drama taking over the pop culture world, man. I have got to say. And that, in a nutshell, I think is pretty much what went down this last week, I guess, too, if you include that other story. And I always wrap it up with number one song in the country for week of March 13th was Last Night by Morgan Wallen. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is What the Hail Happened.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.